On New York Institute of Technology Week, should you send your doctor a friend request? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bernadette Riley, associate professor of family medicine, explores the blurring of private and professional lives.
It's not uncommon for physicians to receive a Facebook friend request from a patient they've treated. Social media platforms increase patient access to physicians and blur the boundary between a physician's professional and private life. A growing number of healthcare organizations now encourage professionals to have a social media presence. However, physicians are held to a higher standard. Content posted to social media platforms, as well as dating apps like Tinder, could possibly jeopardize a physician's professional credibility. A study of U.S. urology residency graduates found that most had Facebook settings that were not private, and more than half had posted unprofessional content. In fact, more than half of U.S. medical school deans report complaints of inappropriate online postings by medical students. This rise in professionalism complaints has also been observed in the field where many medical organizations have established physician guidelines for social media and social networking sites. However, there is not yet a mandated standardized curriculum to help medical students fully understand the consequences of social media usage. Medical students at risk for future professionalism complaints often exhibit red flags early in their medical career, but a required online professionalism curriculum could help to avoid future complaints and potential medical board investigations. Medical students can still be proactive without a formal lesson and should be aware of privacy settings and set them accordingly, as well as establish boundaries with fellow users. When in doubt, act as you would in the office.
That was Bernadette Riley of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.